Mom, hurry up. I don't want to be late for school.
You didn't tell her, did you?
What's the hurry this morning? Okay, what's with the looks? It's like a silent movie in here.
Okay. I was walking behind this girl, Alicia, who was moving away, and I was working up the courage to get her new address so I can write her. I expressed myself a lot better on paper than...
TikTok, kid.
Well, she dropped her locket, and I picked it up, but she kept walking, and I...
You stole the locket. After I told the principal that you could have never done something like that, and I threatened him with the Colombian necktie. Money, why?
Don't worry, it wasn't because he wanted to wear it.
I thought I could keep it as something to remember her by. But then you were yelling at Mr. Victor's, and I was just too scared to tell you.
Go to the car.
I'm really sorry.
Go. Why would he do something like that? It's bad enough that he's the boy with the pan flute and the puffy shirts and the poems. Now he's the jewelry thief.
Might be an upgrade.
Hi, Jay, this is not funny. Those things stick to you. My cousin Rosa Marina, when she was 14, she stole something, and after that, everybody thinks of her as the girl who steals cars.
She stole a car?
Cars. But after she got that label, what else could she do?
Listen, you can't control what kids think, but you can make sure he learns from this. You take him to the principal's office. He owns up to it. He never does it again.
Okay. But what was he thinking? This is not even real gold.
No way, Haley. It was my idea. I'm taking this room over my dead body. This is going to be my room, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Seriously?
What are you guys fighting about?
Okay, so we both think that this would make a totally awesome bedroom.
But only one of us can have it, don't you think? It should be me?
Oh, so not it should be me, right, Luke?
Why do you guys want to move into the attic?
Oh, you mean the penthouse?
With all the privacy of being on its very own floor.